Go with me, if you would, back to Isaiah chapter 12. Isaiah 12. Every now and then, I will tell you that I have a Sunday morning message on Wednesday night. Sometimes we get here on a Wednesday night, and I just strongly feel that I have a Sunday morning message on Wednesday night. To me, Sunday morning is a time for declaration. Wednesday night is a time for comfort. That's just how I feel about it. Well, sometimes I have a message of declaration on Wednesday night. There are times. Today, I have a message of comfort on Sunday morning. We're going to have a Wednesday night message on Sunday morning. We're going to look at Isaiah 12. And the heading at the top of my page says that Isaiah 12 is a joyful thanksgiving. That's what Isaiah 12 is. A joyful thanksgiving. Our brother just read this. Let's read it one more time. Verse 1 says, "And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall you say, Praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee." That's really kind of a chapter of comfort and declaration, isn't it? This chapter ends by saying in verse 6, "Great is the Holy One of Israel." Great is the Holy One of Israel. Who is that? Who is this joyful thanking to? Who is that speaking of? Who is the Holy One of Israel? If you have already read the bulletin, then you know the answer to this, because I decided to make an article to go with this message. I put it on the back of the bulletin. But I listed 7 scriptures that tell us who the Holy One of Israel is. Let's just look at a few of them together. Hold your place here in Isaiah and go to Psalm 89. Psalm 89, verse 15 says, "Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound." That's a blessed people that know the joyful sound. "They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn," or our strength, "shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King." Who is the Holy One of Israel? our King is. The one whose countenance is our light. The one who is our righteousness. The one who is our strength. The one who is our defense. Our King. That's who the Holy One of Israel is. Turn back to Isaiah. This time look with me at chapter 30. Isaiah 30. While you're turning there, I'll tell you that Isaiah 17 says that the Holy One of Israel is our Maker. The Holy One of Israel is thy Maker. Who is the Holy One? Who's our Maker? Who is the one who made all things, and without Him was not anything made that was made? Our King, our Maker. Isaiah 30, verse 15 says, "For thus saith the Lord God." Do you notice that capital L, lowercase O-R-D? The Lord God. That's Jehovah in His bodily form. That is God in the form of a man. The Holy One of Israel is a man. Verse 15 says, "For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall you be saved, in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength." And this is what He has said about all of us. You would not. We would not. But thank God He has a covenant. And He's faithful. We would not, but He will. He has. Isaiah 41 says that this man right here, the Holy One of Israel, is a man. And it says that that man is our Redeemer. The one who paid a price for us to deliver us. That's what a Redeemer is. Someone who pays the price. Isaiah 43 says that man is our Savior. The Holy One of Israel is our Savior. Isaiah 54 says, He is our husband. The Holy One of Israel is thy husband. Now, who is He? Who is the joy and the thanks of the redeemed bride? If He's our husband, who is the joy and the thanks of the redeemed bride unto? Go with me to Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1, verse 23, it says, "And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out," this man who had this unclean spirit in church, he was in the synagogue. "And he said," in verse 24, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God." He said, "I know who you are. You're the Holy One of God. From Nazareth, Israel." The joyful thanksgiving is unto Jesus Christ our Lord, Jesus of Nazareth. Our Maker, our King, our Redeemer, our Savior, our Husband, our Lord, our all. Great is the Holy One of Israel. Great. Go with me back to Isaiah 12. Now this was such a blessing to me. Look at the headings. If your Bible is like mine, I have headings at the top of my page. Look at the headings for a few of these chapters. Above chapter 9, Isaiah chapter 9, this is what my Bible says at the top of the page. It says, "The church's joy in Christ's birth and kingdom." That's what that's about. The church's joy in the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ and His kingdom. And if you look at the heading for Isaiah 10, it says, Israel is comforted with promise of deliverance. Comforted. Israel is comforted with the promise of deliverance. And then if you look at the heading for Isaiah 11, it says, the peaceable kingdom of Christ. They rejoice over His birth. They rejoice over His deliverance. They rejoice over His peaceable kingdom. He was born for our deliverance. He died for our deliverance. And He delivered us. And all of His people in that great and final day of deliverance, they are all going to be gathered together to Him to live an eternal life with Him in His peaceable kingdom. It's called glory. It's called heaven. It's called paradise. Paradise. I was talking with a sister yesterday, and we were talking about paradise, and everybody in here has a vision of paradise. Maybe everybody's is different. Mine is the beach. Mine is an island somewhere. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has ever entered into the imagination of a man or woman the things that God has prepared for them that love Him. The peaceable kingdom. This right here is not the peaceable kingdom. It's all wars and rumors of wars, fightings within and without. This is talking about the peaceable kingdom. Israel rejoices over the birth of the Savior. And Israel rejoices over the deliverance of the Savior. And Israel rejoices over the peaceable kingdom of the Savior. Rejoices over glory with Him, eternity with Him, heaven, paradise. All right, now look at chapter 12. Verse 1 says, and in that day, that great day of the peaceable kingdom of Christ, the Holy One of Israel. Verse 1 says, and in that day thou shalt say, we all shall say, all of God's people shall say, O Lord, I will praise Thee. That's what we're all going to say. O Lord, I will praise Thee. O Lord, I will honor Thee. I will worship Thee. I will glorify Thee. Why? Why will we praise Him? We will praise You, we'll worship You, we'll honor You, we'll glorify You because, verse 1 says, though Thou wast angry with me, Thine anger is turned away, and You have comforted me. Though You were angry with me, Thine anger is turned away, and Thou comfortest me. That's exactly what we'll be doing and saying and rejoicing over in glory in that day. Though You were angry with us, it's turned away. And You comforted us. Turn with me over to Revelation chapter 5. Revelation 5, verse 6. John said, I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain. He said, this is what we saw in glory. This is what we saw in paradise. I looked, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain. John said, I saw God's sacrifice for sin. I saw the Redeemer in His redemption. I didn't just see a lamb. He said, I saw a lamb having been slain. I saw Jesus Christ crucified. That's what he's saying right there. And I saw him in all of his perfection. 777. He goes on to say, he had seven horns, seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, all of his perfection. Verse 7. He came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. In that book were the names of all of God's people, the election, the chosen. Verse 8, and when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven, and on earth, and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing, and honor, and glory, and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. They all said, You are worthy, all of them. All worthiness belongs to you. And here's the reason why. You were slain. You gave your life for us. You shed your blood for us. You paid the price of our redemption, and you redeemed us back to God. The Holy God redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Look with me at Revelation 7, just across the page here. Revelation 7, verse 9. It says, After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. And cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces and worshipped God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these that are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. That right there will bring a joyful thanksgiving. It will bring a joyful thanksgiving. It's going to be a place that is absolutely chocked full of sinners who have been saved by the grace of God. Washed clean. All of them are wearing white. Washed clean in the blood of the Lamb. And it's going to ring loudly with this joyful thanksgiving to one person. Him and him alone. Go with me back to Isaiah. Back to Isaiah 12. Verse 1 says, "And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee, though thou wast angry with me because of my sin against you." God is angry with sin. Angry with me because of my sin. He went on to say, "Thine anger is turned away because of your blood. Appeased by the covering of your blood, the cleansing remission of your blood." He said, "And you have comforted me." Verse 2 says, "Behold, God is my salvation." That's what we're going to cry in glory. That's what every soul in glory is going to cry. Every soul is going to go around saying, "I am not my own salvation. The law was not my salvation." Every soul in glory is going to say that. "My salvation was of the Lord. It was of His will, of His purpose, of His work, of His heart. Start to finish, He did it. He did it all." Verse 2 says, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation." Throughout all eternity, we're going to say, "He is my strength. He is my song. He is my salvation. He is everything. He is everything to me. My life, my joy, my all, everything." Verse 3 says, "Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation." In that day, because we're going to say, "I'm so thankful that though you were angry, your anger is turned away. And you've comforted me. And it's because you're my salvation. And you're my strength." He said, "Because of all that, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation." God's salvation is no small salvation. He didn't barely save us. I used to think that. I used to think we owed this and He paid this. Now hopefully I won't add anything to this and I'll make it there. But here's what happened. We owed this and He paid this with no end. So far exceeded. So far. He didn't just barely save us. He didn't sneak us in. Okay, here's your ticket. He didn't sneak us in. His salvation was so abundant. Where our sin abounded, His grace so much more abounded. There is enough in the wells of His salvation to draw as much as you want. Could we with ink the ocean fill? All right, now listen to this little song. Could we with ink the ocean fill? And were the skies of parchment made, and every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. We might drain the ocean dry. We might do that. Trying to write the love of God unto sinners through the salvation of His own blood. We might drain the ocean dry, but we could never empty the well of salvation. Never. And this is what He says to His people. He says, "You draw all you want. Draw all you want. Draw deep from the depths of the wells of God's salvation. All you want." Now, my father has embarrassed me all my life telling stories about me, and I said I wasn't going to do it to my kids, but I'm doing it. And I'm going to keep doing it. Isabella, when she was just so young, just that age where you barely start, you know, doing a couple of things, talking and coming into your little self there, when we would sit down to dinner and Hannah would put everything on the table, Isabella would be the first one to start grabbing. She's kind of still that way. But she'd, you know, get something, try to put it on her plate, and we spent all of our time saying, wait, put it back. No, that's too much. Just hold it. Wait a minute. I'll get it for you. You can't even eat all that. That's too much. And it took her a while to learn. Just wait. So finally she did. And one time we were sitting there, and I still see that little look on her face. She sat down, and there was something she wanted there, and so she just held her plate by it. And we started getting it for her, and she said, I want too much. Our Lord said, you open your mouth wide, and I'll fill it. You want too much? I'll fill it. Draw deep in the wells of God's salvation. How much do you need? How much mercy do you need? How much grace do you need? How much forgiveness do you need? How much righteousness do you need? Oh, I'm so sinful. Then go deeper into the well. Draw all you want. Draw too much. Just draw too much. David said, my cup's just running over. It's okay, David. Draw more if you need it. Verse 1 says, in that day shalt thou say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall you say, praise the Lord. Call upon His name. That means proclaim His name. Savior. He has saved. That's what we're going to be doing to each other. I got something I want to tell you. He saved me. That's what we're going to do for all eternity. He kept me. He has given. He has pardoned. That's our conversation down here, isn't it? That's what we say to each other right now. We're never going to stop saying that. He has forgiven me. He forgave me. He has glorified me. I didn't glorify myself. He glorified me. Verse 4 says, make mention that His name is exalted, high and lifted up, worthy is the Lamb. Go around telling everybody that. Make mention. Worthy. Verse 5 says, sing unto the Lord, for He hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Let me tell you something that excites me. I want to preach the gospel so that as many people as possible can know this. But He said, in that day, nobody's going to go around to his brother saying, know the Lord, they shall all know me. In that day, in glory, every soul on that new earth, the new heaven and the new earth, there's not going to be one soul there who does not know the excellency of His glory. Not one soul there. Every soul there will know what great things He hath done for us. And every soul there will say in absolute unity, look at verse 6, cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, you member of the city, inhabitant of Zion, member of the family, one whose home is there, inhabitant of Zion, cry out, thou inhabitants. That word translates inhabitress. That's a female. Bride of Christ, that's what it's saying. Cry out and shout, thou bride of Christ, for great is your husband. Great is your King. Great is your Maker. Great is your Lord. Great is your Redeemer. Great is your Savior. Great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. He will dwell with you. You will be His people. He will be your God. That's reason for a joyful thanksgiving, isn't it? In that day, what a day. Glorious day. All right, Brother Eddie, you come.